Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. Scott Gerber's here. Scott's back. He's the founder and CEO of Gerber Enterprises, which is an entrepreneurial incubator. It helps people get their entrepreneurial dreams off the ground. He's the author of the book Never Get a Real Job, and he is a columnist for other outlets, including Entrepreneur Magazine. He is the founder of an organization called Fix Young America. That's the main thing he's here to talk to us about today. Scott Gerber, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
Good to have you back. Scott, when you break down the unemployment, when you look at national unemployment in America, the politicians, mm-hmm. or at least I'll just say this, President Obama likes to use the what's called U3, which is the classic yeah. unemployment, which is around 8%, 8.1%. That's the one he likes to use. I think
right.
it's more appropriate.
Then there's the U17.
Well, right.
Then there's the real one.
Well, U6. And, but U6 is the one that really shows the full picture. And instead mm-hmm. of 8%, it's more like about 15%. And that means over 20 million people are unemployed in America. And when you break that number down, the young folks under 30 have the highest percentage of unemployed, don't they?
Correct. You
Why
literally
is that?
Have over 50% of young people in the last 2 years that graduated from college are unemployed or underemployed.
What I don't understand is they're newly minted educated, and they're brand new, so they should work cheaper. Why aren't we hiring these people?
Well, I think there's a combination of problems there. I mean, you know, first and foremost, there really aren't that many jobs. I mean, the fact of the matter is the younger generation's jobs are now being sought after by older generations as well, just to make ends meet. So you have, in many ways, classes going after the exact same thing, different age demographics going after the same exact jobs. So that's one thing. I mean, certainly globalization mm-hmm. and automation have, you know, fundamentally changed what it is to have an entry-level position to begin with.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, you have this wave of unpaid and low-paid internships now
yeah.
That's sweeping the country, which is certainly not doing anybody any favors either. So I think that it's a fundamental issue in our economy today because we are the highest educated, individuals probably in the history of this country when it comes to collegiate education. The problem is we're graduating with degrees that are about as important or viable in any way as a high school degree was.
You mean like art history? That isn't
liberal arts and psychology.
That won't get you swept
exactly
into a job.
But that's exactly it, right? There's no practical side to many of the different degrees today. And while I certainly, you know, think you need to go and get a degree for professional studies if you want to be a lawyer, if you want to be a doctor, like these sorts of professions, but that's not the issue we face today. The issue we face today is educating young people who need to be job creators or ultimately who need to be people that can, you know, take mm-hmm. on a real level of employment post-college in the realities of the new economy.
Well, you know, we just hired a new employee. And we hire people right out of college here, but we get them from a certain school at the college, at the university. We get them from the CIS side or the performing the video arts side. And these are people. They show up here on the doorstep, ready to rock. I mean, we hire them and they take the lead, but we don't hire them from the art history department because we're in business.
Yep.
And so we're looking for young people like that. In fact, no 50-year-old is going to come and compete with them for these jobs.
I think that the biggest issue that faces the collegiate education system, and there are many, but the one that really just boils my blood up to no degree, is the fact that no student should go and pay tens of thousands of dollars, be in debt now on average of $26,000 per student, and let's say know how to fix a car or know yeah. how to write an essay, but not know how to run a tutoring service or run an auto body shop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the fundamental problem with education today. We're thinking that we're going to keep putting people through this machine, these cogs, that it's going to be work hard, you get good grades, you go to school, you get a job. But that is a fundamental paradigm that's broken. And if we don't move away from that mindset and just think that we're going to keep churning out these, you know, graduate employees rather than, you know, self-sufficient entrepreneurs, freelancers, franchisers, you know, America, the dream of our youth is just going to fade.
Well, we talked about this earlier this week in an interview. We titled "The Death of the Job," the end of the job, and the point that was made is that the concept of a job is a 20th century, really, or more like an industrial revolution construct. I mean, in the history of mankind, people didn't have jobs, and only since, you know, last 150 or so years has there been such a thing as a job. And it looks like in the 21st century, this is speaking to what you just said, we need to be training our people, getting them qualified to be more self-sustained. But not only is that an education thing, it's also an attitude thing, right? Because your generation, your under 30 generation, Scott, you know, there may be an issue there with taking responsibility. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. You know, and I could say that because I am a 20-something. So I certainly am well aware of that, you know, coddled upbringing mentality we received.
Entitled.
And place of war. Oh, absolutely. Over-entitled. Or the pat on the back, or the putting us on a pedestal because we couldn't fail, and everybody's a winner, and you get a lollipop no matter what.
Here's
like,
your
all
trophy,
that nonsense,
Scott.
That we were brought up with. Exactly. 10th place gets an award. But that's the reality of how we were brought up as a culture for many reasons, how the boomers raised us, and
right.
I certainly don't think that it's fair to say that it's all because of who we are today is just because of us. I mean, there's certainly a lot of stimuli that was out there that led to that. With that being said, I think you're seeing in the last 3 years a lot of young people get the crap kicked out of them to such a degree that they're realizing, uh-oh, well, wait a minute, this is the real world now.
Right.
And while you'll have a lot of people, you know, moaning and saying, this is terrible, this is awful, I think that there is a shift going on. I mean, I've seen it firsthand. I have a best friend whose sister was unemployed for 2.5 years, and she had quite an ego on her, and I always used to try to combat that and say, oh, you know, she's I'm going to go do this. But it was never, I'm going to go do this myself. It's going to be, I'm going to go find this amazing dream job and make $100,000 out of college.
Right.
But you're seeing that dream be killed. And then you're seeing now, because the older siblings in the family are going through this, the younger ones are starting to get a reality check at a younger age, to a certain degree. Now, while I certainly don't think that Gen Y is just going to change overnight, you know, I think that it's becoming realistic. It's
there's also a demographic thing here, Scott, as we go to this next break. There are over 80 million of you.
Yep.
And that means there's competition. Never mind the rest of us. You guys are got to fight each other for these opportunities.
Absolutely.
And that's going to be interesting to see. We come back. Scott has got some ideas on how to fix this. And he'll share them with us after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us, Scott Gerber.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.